Welcome to Not So Different, a podcast from the Center for Biosimilars. I'm your host, Assistant Editor Skylar Jeremias. In August, Samsung Bioepis, a biosimilar manufacturer based in the Republic of Korea, received European Commission or EC marketing authorization for its bevacizumab biosimilar, Ebintio. The EC approved Ebintio for all indications of the reference product Avastin, including colorectal, breast, and lung cancer. Although Ebintio will increase price competition in Europe, how the individual biosimilar will fare against its already established competitors remains to be seen. We sat down with Jonathan Sweeting, head of Samsung Bioepis' European business, to discuss the steps leading up to the approval of Ebintio and what the current bevacizumab market in Europe looks like. So Jonathan, please introduce yourself and tell us about your role in bringing Ebintio to market.
Yeah, of course. So in terms of the specific question around launch activities, my role and our company's role is really primarily to work hand in glove with our commercial partners, in this case MSD, to prepare for and then execute the launch across Europe. From the Samsung Bioepis side, that involves, of course, a number of activities as the marketing authorization holder for the product. Fundamentally, it's around transferring the regulatory information to our partners, making sure that they have access to the key data around the product. In the future, of course, we'll be working with them on particular life cycle initiatives that we think may add value to the product over time. We do get heavily involved in supporting them in preparing value dossiers or tender submissions. Again, that's on the basis of the fact that a lot of the information that goes into there is product based, of course. And fundamentally, in the core competency for us at Samsung Bioepis is then the, you know, manufacturing and supply and ultimately delivery into the market, again, working closely with our partners through the launch period. So we're actively engaged in all of those discussions at this point, planning day to day with our partners led by their markets and their commercial and medical teams in market, but very much in line with day to day discussions that we're having with them.
Please discuss the differences in the European markets and the challenges you'll have to overcome to bring Ebintio to these arenas.
Yeah, so I mean, I always think the outside world at times can view Europe as a collective when in reality the markets in each country within the region has its own specifics. The most obvious way to think about the differences relates to the pricing and reimbursement processes first. So in some markets, in this case, primarily Germany and the UK, if you look at the bigger markets, biosimilars either don't need to go through an upfront reimbursement cycle or are automatically reimbursed with reference to the originator product. So in markets like those, you can launch pretty much immediately with minimal additional effort, certainly from a pricing and a reimbursement perspective. There are then others, such as Italy or Spain, and France tends to sit somewhere in the middle of these two types of market where there is a slightly more formal pricing and reimbursement review that can take a few months, and therefore the natural sequence of markets launch timing-wise unfolds in relation to those processes. So I think probably the most fundamental difference is around timing and process to secure the reimbursement of the product. I think the other more obvious thing to call out is then how the business is done on a day-to-day basis, and you'll find some markets across Europe are very centralized or nationalized in terms of how they procure products like this. It might be a single national tender that's run once a year. Others will run a more regional setup where tenders are, you know, announced a few weeks in advance by a particular region in the country or within the healthcare system. They'll invite offers, tender submission documents to be prepared and made available, and then ultimately based on a scoring system, the allocator winner, and sometimes it's a winner with a second place product as well, and they may buy differing volumes depending upon the setup of the tender across more than one company. And then there are markets where It's more around negotiation with all of the manufacturers, simultaneously those that are available on the market, more of a contract-based setup. Those contracts, again, can differ in duration. Some of them will be shorter, some of them will be longer, some of them are more binding than others. In some cases, if you're a later entrant onto the market, you can approach a buying group that may have already entered into a contract and make a counter proposal, and they may or may not consider it depending upon the criteria that they have in place around how the initial contracts were set up. So, you know, the reality is that with our partners, again, primarily who are leading this work with our support on a day-to-day basis, we're constantly having to, you know, adjust and operate in a way that's in keeping with the specific market that we're talking about. But those, I think, at the most fundamental level are the two major differences that vary across markets and that we have to consider as we're preparing for the launch.
Are there any markets that your EC approval allows you to step right into?
Again, I think of the bigger markets, the two that I called out up front are the two obvious ones, so Germany and the UK should be the first. And then, you know, the others that will follow are more subject to some of the processes and timings that I referred to earlier. There are also others, like in the Nordics, for example, some of the Nordic markets where you can launch in a similar time frame to the UK and Germany.
And in those markets, what does your competition look like so far?
Yeah, good question. So we're, of course, aware that there are at least a couple of other companies that are bringing their product to market at the same time. We consider ourselves to be in the first wave in this instance. There's always, of course, some timing difference between the different products coming onto the markets. But in general, we see a good opportunity to compete within that first wave. And then there'll be others that follow. And of course, for us as a company that's primarily focused on biosimilars at this stage, that's part of the proposition ultimately around this type of product in these types of markets, which is competition. Competition, I think, is healthy. With competition comes, in this particular area, the ability of healthcare systems to generate good degrees of cost savings versus the ongoing usage of the originator products. And, you know, again, dependent upon how the healthcare system works, which varies country by country, that can free up funding for additional levels of innovation and ultimately to improve overall access of patients to these types of biological therapies. So we always see competition as a good thing. Of course, we want to play our part in performing well in these markets. And in this particular case, I think we have a very good opportunity for the reasons that I spoke about.
Can you tell us about the discounts from the originator you will offer for this product?
That's, as you'll appreciate, fairly confidential information. You'll be aware, of course, the discounts in these types of market are sizable. I can give you as maybe one data point, originator pricing, which per vial, per patient, for the most commonly used vial of around 400 milligrams. For the originator products, well over €1,000, some slightly more than that in dollar terms. And of course, all the companies that are coming onto the market will be determining how aggressive they have to be with their pricing to be successful. And again, all of this ultimately comes back to improved access to these types of therapy for patients. So I obviously can't go into the details of exactly what level of discount that we'll be providing, but you'll appreciate that they are relatively sizable and designed to ultimately give patients access to these therapies.
Well, Jonathan, thank you for joining us and sharing your insights.
No, you're welcome. Good to connect. And thanks for your time too.
And thank you to our listeners for tuning into this episode of Not So Different. You can find additional information in the show notes. And until next time, you can visit us at centerforbiosimilars.com.